Our next speaker is Marianella Tricoche, a voice of the Bolivarian Circle, that tremendous expression of people's struggle coming from South America. Our brothers and sisters who've had enough of oppression and who join us regularly and very often to the voice of the president, Hugo Chavez. I give you Marianella Tricoche.
Hello, everybody. I want to say that I feel real bad. And I want to say that we've done this before. This is a continuous struggle to keep this station open. I was talking to one of the members of the Browns group, and she said that the station is going under because they don't have any money, that they will make sure they get enough money to keep the station open. Otherwise, within a year, the station would be closed. You know, when you hear these things, they sound logical. And you say, well, this is not so bad if they can take over and we can keep the station open. But this is a smokescreen. Let me tell you why I think the money angle is a smokescreen. 2 years ago, I was running for the board on the Justice and Unity slot. And we were debating, you know, you have a few debates on the air. And one of the people of Brown said on the air, activists should not be on the board. They said it right on the air. And I was debating with this person. And then another member of the Brown team said yes, because these people, all they do is they stand on the corners and they shout and they give out leaflets. You know, my Spanish temper got the best of me. They were putting us down because we were activists. So I said to them, I said to the people who were the listeners, look, you're painting us as though we were only on the street corner. Let me tell you, I'm a scientist. I was a scientist in the medical school of Einstein for 40 years, doing brain tissue, doing research on brain. I am not without education. I am not without intelligence. I am probably more intelligent than you are. I usually don't do this, you know, rank on people, but because they were putting us to the listeners as though we were this downtrodden people, uneducated. So when he said that, I have never forgotten the words that he said. The words were, activists should not be on the board. Let me tell you, we don't need another Channel 13 on the airwaves. I mean, I love Channel 13. I don't have cable, so that's the only channel that I watch. It's the only slightly bit decent thing on the air, on TV. But Channel 13 has a way of glossing over things. You know, they always take the middle road. They don't want to offend anybody. They don't want to be too down on this class of people, and they report. But they reported in such a sort of Hollywood style, you know. The Palestinians, oh, I mean, you know, they're dying, but oh, what? This is what our station is going to become. Our station is going to become what the United States has become. The United States has become a nation of lies. The United States has become a nation that has been able to build a make-believe government, a make-believe world, a make-believe set of moral rules. We are worse than the Roman Empire. You know why? Because when they kill, they put it on the books. How many people they kill, how they were killed, and they were proud of it. The United States has the $400 billion for its military. But when they went into Iraq, they were bombing, and then later on they were giving the same people food. That makes no sense. If I'm going to beat the hell out of you, I'm not going to give you food. I'm going to kill you. And you know why we have this crisis? Because this make-believe mentality filtered down to the very poor, to the middle class. This is what they want to do with WBAI. Put it as a make-believe station, a leftist, but very clean. You know, you say the same words in very nice English, the Oxford English. This is, and nothing, if you study the Roman Empire and you can parallel the going down of this nation to that empire because of this make-believe mentality. If you don't believe it, look what they're doing. They have instilled greed in the population. They have instilled the hatred of the woman for the man. They have instilled the fact that your neighbor loses his house and you're already thinking, wow, maybe I could go to the auction and buy it. I mean, I live in a place where everybody has a home, and one of my neighbors was telling me that the neighbor next door lost a home. But, you know, maybe I could buy it on an auction. You know what that means? That I don't care whether the neighbor lost the home. And this is very, very, very dangerous. And like Mimi said, the activists are the only folks out there. They get their heads cracked. We get insulted, but we get the point across. When Diallo was killed, who was out there? We were. Not Channel 13, not Chomsky, none of these people. So please, we have to do our best to get our station back. And that's, you know, when I watch how those Iranians thought the election was stolen and they went out there and they fought and all those things, it reminded me when Bush stole the stations and Americans stood home. If you're a nation who says you're democratic and you don't care whether your election for the president was stolen, you are in danger. We are all in danger under this system of make-believe and lies. And we don't want our station to join that. So please, you know, next time get more people here, okay?